You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Community Development Partner CDP is a leader of transformative change, responsible for creating life-enhancing affordable development projects that adhere to strict standards of environmentally, socially, and economically responsible buildings and communities. The mission is to repair and strengthen the fabric of cities and towns by meeting the housing needs of local citizens through the thoughtful planning and development of affordable communities. CDP is dedicated to providing the highest quality qualifying low-income residents in the regions they build. Founded in 2012, CDP's multidisciplinary team is comprised of real estate development experts who contribute diverse backgrounds in both affordable and market rate. With us today is Eric Payne, Chief Executive Officer of CDP. He will be discussing the vision of the organization and some of their newest housing developments. Eric, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this morning.
Hey, thank you very much, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
Certainly is. So tell us, what is Community Development Partners and how were you founded?
So our company, Community Development Partners, like you said, was founded in 2012. We formed the company to provide a fresh take on affordable housing. We're peering into the periscope of the industry. We noticed that it seemed to afford, pun intended, the opportunity to have a mission-based organization that could fill a niche. And our niche was to be a product that's design forward, sustainable at its core, and also economical. And to us, affordable housing is an esoteric industry, and it's dominated by larger veteran developers. Here we are from a different generation than most of the other developers. We're in our 30s, and we're attacking problems and stepping outside of the box. To us, we build a housing that's sustainable, not because there's requirements in a code or that's part of the scoring process, but rather because to us, building green is smart, and it has a triple bottom line effect that provides social, ecological, and economic benefits. So we just take a different approach than the average developer that's in the industry, and we keep our cost control front and center because to us, the more efficient use of tax credits, which we all pay for as taxpayers, the more affordable housing units that can be provided per tax credit dollar. And so that's kind of our perspective, and the way that we came into the industry was noticing this niche was available and liking the fact that it was development that was for profit, but at the same time, it could also be mission-based without being a nonprofit.
There seems to be a real lack of affordable senior and family low-income housing in the West. Is that the case? And if so, how are you filling this void?
So, well, that's what we've noticed. There is a lack of affordable housing, and rents have gone up, and you're seeing statistics where the average person, especially a senior, is spending a large majority of their income on housing, whereas the typical ratio that's known for being a comfortable and affordable level is roughly 30% to 33%, so approximately a third of your income to go towards housing. And that's how the affordable housing rents are calculated. So we've seen that there is a vacuum. There is demand for rent and for low-income housing in both the markets that we're currently working in. Right now we're focused on California and Arizona, and in both there's a lot of demand that hasn't been met. So we're seeing that there's definitely a supply shortage. So for us, we're looking at key markets where they have the highest demand and the largest lack of affordable housing, and that's where we're planning our communities.
If you don't mind, describe some of your latest housing developments.
One of the projects that we're currently working on is located in Morgan Hill, just outside of San Jose in Northern California. And there we're
providing an amenity-rich senior living facility, which includes common area, dining services, a theater, outdoor recreation, a salon, a craft room, an exercise room, a yoga studio. And it's kind of, it's almost a hybrid between a market rate apartment rental community and a affordable senior living that has components of a retirement community, of an assisted living community that, that normally you wouldn't see in affordable housing. A lot of times affordable housing projects can be pretty bare bones, and this one is filling a niche for people that are going to need like more of a full service living environment. It's almost assisted living, but with affordable rents. So we have amenities that are kind of over the top and comprehensive to create a strong community where people can interact with one another in their community and in the building through the common area dining services, which serves three meals a day, and all of the other amenities that I mentioned. And so this is, that's one example of a project. Another example is our marquee project, which we just had our grand opening for in Phoenix, and that's located downtown. Again, this is another great example of how we're kind of stepping outside the box, and whereas typically senior, you see senior apartments that are built more in the suburbs and not within an urban core. In Phoenix, you know, as we've seen in downtowns across the country, there's this urban revival, and in downtown Phoenix, it was the catalyst for it was the strong community of artists. We built a project there. It was a 1956 building, which we decided to renovate, and it was a cool mid-century architecture. We kind of kept that design, went with a little of an artistic approach. We integrated local artists to provide an art component, and now we have a beautiful complex that provides senior housing in the middle of downtown Phoenix, where you're literally 5 minute walk from the light rail station. Your cars aren't necessary. You've got restaurants and other activities for seniors that are really close by. So we're really excited about that project. We're about halfway leased up and expect to be fully leased in the next month.
That sounds like a must-see for sure. Today we are joined by Eric Payne, Chief Executive Officer of Community Development Partners, CDP, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I understand your team just held a ribbon cutting for a senior housing project called The Marquee. Why is that particular development important for the city of Phoenix, and what are some of the features of that complex?
That complex is great for the city of Phoenix as it provides affordable housing for seniors, like I said, in downtown Phoenix, where they can walk to everything. And so the as opposed to taking seniors and building an apartment complex or community that's kind of out removed in the suburbs, like our thought process for selecting that area for senior housing was to provide seniors, as they're aging, provide them a place to live where they're going to be surrounded by energy instead of removed and like stuck over in an enclave that's in suburbia or outside of an urban core. So here there's this extremely dynamic environment that's filled with artists, and you have downtown college students. It's just a really eclectic mix, and it's high energy, and to us, like, you know, being surrounded by that is contagious, and our residents, even ones that hadn't lived downtown before that were just looking for affordable housing and ended up there, love the fact that they have access to amenities that they can walk to on foot. It keeps them walking, it keeps them motivated, having this energy around, and it's just a great situation for downtown Phoenix.
Where do you see your company CDP a year from now, and are there any additional projects in the works?
Yeah, for CDP, we're continuing to grow and to branch out into new projects. Over the next year, we actually were just awarded an allocation of tax credits for another senior project that's in Glendale, California, that's going to be senior with a focus on veterans. And that one we're doing in conjunction with the Housing Authority of the City of Glendale, which provided financing for the project. And that we also have a project in Mesa, Arizona that we're waiting on hearing back on. It's in the allocation round right now. We should know in a month that one's going to be moving forward. We have another second project that's in the Valley, which is in Phoenix, and that's 26 family units. That's also in this same allocation round. And then we have a second project that up in Northern California in Morgan Hill. So we're very busy with the current pipeline and all of those projects we're expecting to come to fruition in the next year. Additionally, we're looking out at branching into Washington and possibly Nevada.
Nice. Now, do you have any advice for potential small business owners that want to get into the rental housing business?
I think for anyone that's wanting to get into the rental housing business, you know that if you're equipped with knowledge about development, it's an excellent market to be in. You're building something that ends up having a cash flow that lasts virtually in perpetuity. So from that standpoint, that's one of the, from a profit-driven standpoint, it's a great market to be in. It's also, it's a ton of work, definitely, like development is. It's a very dynamic and exciting process, but developments take a long time, so it's important that the company is well-capitalized so that you have plenty of time to carry the project through to fruition. Oftentimes, things take longer than expected, as is normal with construction. And here, I mean, when you're looking at a full development cycle, you can often have delays in entitlements. But overall, it's a very rewarding and exciting process. We love providing housing to seniors and affordable housing to families as well.
For those potential residents that are interested in one of your projects, who can they contact for more information, and where can they also get that online?
They can get that online. They can check on our website, which is www.communitydevpartners.com. And on the website has our office contact information, which our office can direct anyone towards the correct property manager for the property that they're potentially interested in.
Sounds like a winner. We've been speaking with Eric Payne this morning, Chief Executive Officer of Community Development Partners, CDP. That is a leader of transformative change, responsible for creating life-enhancing affordable development projects that adhere to strict standards of environmentally, socially, and economically responsible buildings and communities. And the website of reference, once again, is CommunityDevPartners.com. Eric, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Good to have you. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.